Roo Clipsal 500 takes over Adelaide.
Oh, it's going to fire right up today at about 9:40. You're going to hear the cars flying around the track here in Adelaide.
A man who used to make his Commodore hum right around the street circuit. Mark Scaife. Scaife, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Big start to the season. I'm always intrigued with V8 supercar drivers that they just don't get to practice like any other sport. I know they had a practice session last week, but really, I find it must be a difficult thing. They've got to hit the track this morning at 9:40 and just hope that it all comes together.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, isn't it? I mean, it's always intriguing, the first race meeting of the year and new teams, new team names, new drivers in different locations, and the whole thing's a bit strange. And it is a part of the sport that, you know, if you compare it to other sports, as you said, we were very limited with our testing and practice. So we had a day at Sydney a couple of weeks ago where all the teams were basically running there, and we've got a new tyre to run on the car. So when we roll out this morning, all the guys are pioneers. You fire up Wakefield Street for the first time and you go, I'm not sure how much grip I've got and what the car's like. So it is a hard thing to do.
Yeah,
is it going to make much difference, those different tyres, and are you expecting anyone to improve rapidly this year, Scaife?
Look, it's actually, I think it's a quite exciting, Roo, because the new tyre will be better for everybody. It'll definitely improve the quality of the racing. All the drivers, to the man, have actually said, you know, that they enjoy driving on it more. But what actually happens is they're all pioneers because no one's used them here on these streets, and no one, you know, at this stage has got any experience with the tyre at all. So it'll make that tougher. But there's a couple of other ones that'll also be interesting to watch, Roo, with Scott McLaughlin. He's gone from Gary Rogers and the Volvo to DJR Team Penske. And he will be very, very fast. He's got the 888 engineer, Ludo Lacroix, who's gone there also.
Wow.
And in terms of a strong team, the Penske organisation, one of the world's leading race teams, spending a lot of money, new Shell sponsorship on both cars, they'll be tough.
Simona Di Silvestro comes over from Switzerland. How much do you know about her, Scaife?
Yeah, look, she's actually the real deal. She's a serious race car driver. She's done a lot of racing in the US, a lot of open wheel racing. But this is a different assignment. It's, you know, this is a tough one. This is probably the hardest race meeting of the year at your first event. So being match fit will be I mean, seriously, it is. If you think about, you know, 2.25 hours inside the car will be close to 60 degrees, you know, high G forces, lots of load over the curbs, and you can't make a mistake. You make a little mistake at turn eight, you go in the fence. So it's a tough assignment, this one.
What does it feel like when you get out there on that first day then, Scaife, and some bloke's got a faster car than you? Gee, you'd be angry, wouldn't you?
It doesn't give you a big fit of the giggles because you sort of think to yourself straight away that you better press on
foot.
And exactly, and you know you're trying hard. You know, I mean, when you do a lap around here, I promise you, you hardly breathe because you're so close to crashing, and you fire through turn eight. You've done the best lap you can possibly do, and you look down at the lap time on your dash, and if that's not fast enough, it's demoralising. So that's what I always used to love in terms of the form guide aspect. If everyone's put fresh tyres on, everyone's had a major go, and you can go, righto. And this is also a circuit where you can pick it up and carry it a bit. The driver contribution to street circuits is very, very high. So the guys, that big risk versus reward here. So you think last year that battle with Courtney and Wincup, like that was wow, you know, one of the best races I've ever seen here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's the sort of stuff that we can expect.
All right, we can see all of the action live, ad break free on Fox Sports, and Scaife's part of the action. Who do you like, Scaife, of the modern drivers? Have you got a favourite? I mean, Van Gisbergen to me is an exciting sort of driver. Who do you like?
Look, to be honest, I haven't got a favourite, but I do have a very healthy respect for Wincup. To win 6 championships, and I've never seen him look fitter.
Wow.
He wouldn't have liked being beaten by Van Gisbergen last year, and that rivalry last year, in the history of the sport, whether it was myself versus Lowndes or Ambrose or Moffat versus Brock or whatever you like to call, that rivalry last year was as good as it gets.
Exciting stuff. Now, Scaife, just before you leave us, I'll just tell a real little story. You know, years ago, Real went down the Clipsal 500 and I watched Mark Scaife drive around in his Commodore.
Mm.
And you know what? On the Monday, I went down to Metro Holden and I bought one. I bought an 8-speed. I bought a red one. And of course,
Scaife,
and as they said to me, red ones go quicker. So I got a red one. I got a club sport. And I came home, my wife said, you're a bloody idiot. But anyway, but I enjoyed it. It was good fun. I loved it.
You've got to tell that story more, Dietz, because I always used to say the win on Sunday, sell on Monday is the right thing. It actually
works. I love that.
Good on you, Scapey, and we'll enjoy your action on Fox Sports. Good on you, mate.
See you, guys.